Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, saving up for college. Tim Murray. Hey, Tim.
So you're telling me all my dad had to do to get me into Notre Dame was, like, drop $1 million?
Did he have $1 million?
I mean, that doesn't matter. It's about his child's education.
Because without the million, you aren't getting in.
It's not Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You're going to go to Muhlenberg, and you're going
to like it. Muhlenberg.
Sorry.
What were your
grades? Jeez.
We're guessing that the Huffman kids were smarter than the Laughlin kids because Felicity Huffman, we've only heard $15,000 from her.
Or maybe she wasn't trying for, you know. Well, they're all elite schools.
Yeah.
Scandal.
Lori Laughlin, we've heard anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000 is what she was greasing the skids with. But how dumb are your kids if you're paying? There's one, somebody, $6.5 million.
Good Lord, man.
Come on.
They haven't said. They keep throwing that number out, but they don't say who it is. I want to know.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be embarrassing when that CEO is exposed.
This whole thing, it doesn't add up to me. This has been going on forever. Rich kids can't get into school. Rich parent offers millions of dollars to get dining hall named after them, and boom!
Alan Dershowitz said that it has been going on for years, and he said it's a problem for the rich, not the super rich. The super rich donate a wing. Or a building.
So Lori Laughlin, not super rich.
Right. No. Just rich, very rich.
But I said that earlier. I said, well, what's the difference between this and, you know, if I've donated $10,000 a year since I graduated and 20 years later my kid is applying to that school, they're getting in, right? Because I've been a donor. I'm a booster.
$10,000 a year.
It's like the wink, wink. My kids get in, right?
Okay. You know, and going back to the
Harvard and Princeton.
No, it's not.
And Georgetown and Yale. They get a lot more than $10,000 a year.
Of course they do. Yeah.
They get millions every year from everybody. So you gotta. Yeah, I guess you got. I mean, I'll just say this: a pretty famous writer his son went to my school. He did not have good grades, and somehow he ended up at Georgetown.
Stephen King?
I will not say
George
the name.
Plimpton?
You'll never guess. But he ended up at Georgetown, and we all
Tom
like
Clancy. You know.
But this has been happening forever. Yeah, I guess if you're the what's underneath super rich, just
the rich,
moderately
very
rich,
very rich. Super rich, very rich.
Then rich,
almost rich.
So $500,000 doesn't get you into but it was USC. Is USC that hard to get into?
That's what I said.
No.
It's not.
How dumb were these kids?
It's not Stanford.
How dumb were their kids? Come on.
I mean, look, the Murray boys were never going to Notre Dame. So this was never even a discussion. Like, the oldest, my sister, she went to Notre Dame. She was smart. And the two dummy brothers, they didn't even apply because
Muhlenberg.
God.
Muhlenberg.
It's a good school. Top 100. Hey, it's a good school.
I want a hoodie from Muhlenberg.
If you keep calling it Muhlenberg in Wisconsin. We're going to have to throw down fisticuffs.
Well, we came up with this morning, too, thinking, well, wait, celebrities' kids have gone to college. And we said, well, what did Bon Jovi pay for his kid to go to Notre Dame and play on the football team? What?
Is it more to play on the football team? I would think.
Because now with this out there, I'm thinking, did his old man.
It opens up Pandora's box,
right,
doesn't
now
it? You're like, well, I don't trust that X's kid was smart enough to get into Harvard. Well, they probably greased the skids a little bit.
Right. So
this ruins it for every rich kin. You're screwed. No one believes that you were smart enough to get into that school.
Right.
Stanford, did you? Really?
This
right.
is just
I'm sure your parents didn't say you were going to go row on the crew team.
Boy, just another burden that the rich will have to carry now.
God.
Were you really smart, or did your parents pay your way in?
Maybe they should all band together and just cook up a school that's only for the... never mind.
That's a movie. That sounds like a movie. South Herman Institute of Technology.
Tim, why don't you weigh in on another disagreement we have here?
Ooh, okay.
So you want your kid to get into a college. You arrange it so that they say they have a water polo scholarship. Meanwhile, the school that has given you the water polo scholarship is a supplier to the Olympic team of water polo players. You know, it's got a good program.
Right.
I think it's a terrible idea to do that, because it's going to be obvious you're not a water polo player.
And that's what, you know, I'm not in the water? Because I'm not as good as those guys who are going to the Olympics. So
Bob thinks that's a good cover. I think it's a way to make you stand out even more.
I think it's the perfect cover. Well, why would I be in the water? The dude I played behind went to the Olympics.
Right, but you don't even go to practice. Yeah. You can't swim.
Well, we're really talking about game time
can't
here.
Swim. Well, let's before we go a little too far, did we ever give two bleeps about Lori Loughlin's kids before this? They could have said they were playing on the football team as girls. We'd be like, okay.
Oh, wait. I still don't give two bleeps about
exactly.
Her kids.
So,
but
if
I'm
you make,
outraged.
If you make up that they go to, you know, they're on the water polo team, be like, I thought Uncle Jesse's kids were on the water polo team.
Right.
And then you look at the roster, you're like, huh, I'm going to move on with my day. Mm.
Well, but what I do give two bleeps about is the guys out there who are actually talented and working hard and, you know, aren't making it to school because...
Are there... Well, here's the question you have to ask. And the question, since they aren't real scholarship players, they're not stealing a scholarship from talented people. There's no roster restriction here. They were glorified walk-ons, like Bon Jovi's kid. He was a walk-on,
right?
So in
he
order
was Rudy Rudiger,
anybody can be. I mean, Notre Dame and Wisconsin, they've got hundreds of people on their football team, but in order to dress, you have to, there's a roster restrictions for a number of people who dress, number of people who travel. So if they actually are half decent, maybe they can earn their way onto the dress get. I mean, it's not like they're stealing a spot.
Let me be devil's advocate here for a second. Let me frame it like this. What's the difference if that kid got into that college because their parents paid a little extra? It goes on at our amusement parks every day with speed passes.
Sure.
For a few more bucks, you get to move to the front of the
line. Speed pass theory.
You get to move to the front of the line. Who's hurt? You may have to wait a couple minutes longer, you know, because they bought the speed pass. And
did you
didn't.
Buy it in the mail? Because this is a lot of mail fraud.
Right there,
here.
Yeah. So what if I framed it like that and said that their parents paid extra for them to go there?
I really don't see anything that's – I guess the – what's the law that they're breaking?
There were fake charities and donations that were made, and money laundering and wire fraud and all
that
stuff.
Why don't you just – there should be, you know – the rich lane. Hey, your child.
Well, donate a wing. Donate
a
building.
I see that your son, only 1,100 on his SATs. Let's go to our chart. Okay, hold on here. Okay, that would be $1.5 million to get in. Now, if he goes and takes his SATs, gets it up to a $1,200 million. There should be a, just like the NFL
scale.
Draft, there should be some sort of scale. Oh, we want to trade up to number one? Well, there's a scale for that. So all these schools probably have that scale. Ooh, you want your kid to go to Harvard. It'll cost you.
So do
It'll
you think other you. Schools will be sailing over the waterfall here in the next couple of days?
Like
other
a Purdue, a Wisconsin, Michigan State. So, you know, here, you know, pick a school. You know, will it bleed down to Texas?
I thought the investigation, is it not over? Is it still ongoing? Are there still names to come? I don't think
that they make the arrest until they
conclude
the investigation.
There will be plenty of colleges who will puff their chests out. Oh, we would never do that. No way, no how. When, of course, they're doing it. Every school does it.
And it was a sting operation called Operation Varsity Blues.
That's funny.
I haven't heard anything about anyone posing as a parent with a dumb kid. You know what I mean? like an abs undercover scan. They had
I'm a undercover dumb kid.
Saudi shakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, did they have Billy Bob from the movie Varsity Blues pose? I would like my son Billy Bob to get into UCLA, please.
What was that show that was on Fox years ago? Johnny Depp and Holly Robinson, Pete Rennett. They were undercover cops in high school. What was that called?
21 Jump
Street. 21 Jump. Yeah, this is like a 21 Jump Street sort of
thing. Well, wasn't 21 Jump Street was a movie, right?
Well, it was a TV series too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Holly Robinson. It was a, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
It was a movie long after it was a TV series.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Did not know that.
Because the movie, I think, was a comedy kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The TV series was a drama, was serious.
Wait, 21 Jump Street that had Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, was that that was a remake, right?
That was just a movie that was based on the TV series.
Oh, it spun off the TV. Yeah. I thought there was a 21 Jump Street movie
They were making fun of the TV series with the movie.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Because who else was in that? Wasn't
Never saw it.
Robin.
One moment.
Yeah, all right.
21 Jump Street, 87 to 91.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp and Holly Robinson Pete.
Yes, in a TV show together, right. Things happen.
Holly Robinson Pete, she...
Peter DeLuise.
Oh, that's right.
She's done, to go back to our conversation by right around Christmas. She does those Christmas movies for Hallmark. I don't know who doesn't. I would do it.
I think that's what I feel. Oh,
Lori Loughlin does Christmas movies. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Richard Grieco, remember him? Yeah, he was...
So does this hurt?
Hit that one eyebrow.
Yeah.
So is Lori Loughlin? She's not going to go to jail. Rich people don't go to prison.
Well, I said that right off. Nobody's going to jail here.
No, of course not. She'll pay more money and she'll get off.
So not rich enough to buy a wing for the university, but too rich to go to jail. See, they're the middle class rich.
I go back to OJ didn't go to jail. These people do not go to jail.
That is true. Mm. I mean, yeah.
She'll
pay a fine
and do some community
probation,
service. Yeah,
whatever. Her kids were obviously in on this, right? Like they knew this whole.
The news stories I read through said most of the kids didn't know what was going on, and you know that's not hard to believe.
I kind of feel bad for the kids
because they're dumb.
They can't be trusted with this information. I'm trying to get this dope into Harvard. Right. I can't tell them.
Really think you were smart enough to get into Harvard on your own? You've
got Cheerios on your shirt.